Afternoon, everybody. You're all here about the Clippers, aren't you? Let me start by just speaking from my heart. This is a very good day for Los Angeles and a very good day for the LAPD. And I want to thank the police commission for showing the world, showing this city, that what we have set up here in Los Angeles in terms of our transparency, our ability to criticize, our ability to listen, our ability also, though, to move forward a public safety agenda, which has made this city the safest city in America for a big city, will continue for years to come. That we can look at where we always have room to improve, but that we renewed the contract of a man who has led this department, and the evidence speaks for itself, to a city that is safer than it has been each year, the year before, to a city that has a community level of trust with this department that didn't exist a decade and a half ago. And that we are a city that understands that public safety is about being tough on crime, but also being smart on crime. And so I want to thank the commissioners for the diligence which they put into this process. I think a lot of people think that these things are just automatic, that they're cooked up behind the scenes. We've shown this city that we have room to have democratic discussions and to reflect on how we can always get better, but that we can also embrace the progress that we have made. This was a thorough and public process over the last few months, and the result will be an even stronger department than the one that preceded. Civilian oversight has always been key to this department. That's why the charter is written the way it is. It's why the commission is constructed the way it is. And it's why I supported this process. But I also very strongly support the commission's vote today to renew Charlie Beck's contract as our police chief. During his first term as police chief, crime is down to record lows. Department is committed to building a diverse workforce, to building bridges between communities that oftentimes didn't necessarily look at police officers as friends, but potentially as others. But we can never be satisfied when it comes to public safety. We must always be moving forward. And to me, I am committed as mayor of this city, working together with our city council, and I'm so pleased that our council president, Herb Wesson, is with us today, Mitch Englander and Joe Buscaino, both who serve as reserve police officers, by the way, that we together and collectively will continue to look at how we make Los Angeles Police Department and public safety in Los Angeles even stronger. Today's LAPD is leap years ahead of where we were. A federal consent decree lifted, constitutional policing becoming a core value of who we are, and a true commitment not just to enforcement, but to intervention and prevention, which is the best way to build a safe city. But one of the key missions moving forward now, I spoke to the chief before this, is I will be a demanding boss. Many of you know that as mayor and under the city charter, I'm the city's CEO. And as I've been reviewing our general managers when I first came in and then doing a yearly check-in with each one of them, I want to give them more support than that maybe they've felt in the past, but also more accountability. I want us to measure results, and of course those always have to be accurate. I want to make sure that we have a data-driven city that we can share with the people of Los Angeles so people know where their taxpayer dollars are being spent and the progress we are making. We are all united here today in creating a safer Los Angeles and to supporting the work of the chief and the work of our police officers, most importantly, in the next evolution of the Los Angeles Police Department, one that engages the community, one that builds trust and continues to reform as it cuts crime in every LA neighborhood and keeps our kids on the right path. But I also want to share some exciting news today as well. But as you know, the city is currently negotiating a new contract with our union, the Police Protective League, on the future of the contracts for our police officers, those frontline men and women who literally put their lives on the line for each one of us every single day. Because of the fiscal crisis since 2010, nearly 1,000 LAPD officers have been hired at lower starting salaries than those before them. I don't want to lose a single police officer to another agency. So today I'm pleased to announce that along with Council President Herb Wesson, we've reached a tentative settlement to equalize the pay of those officers and to restore starting salaries for new LAPD officers as we move ahead. The tentative agreement will be voted on in closed session tomorrow in City Council, so it is not official until that is done. But this will resolve something we've all wanted to reach agreement on, the union, those of us that are running the city and in the department as well. So I look forward to continuing our work on a fiscally responsible contract, staying at the table on other issues, but making sure that we do right for the brave men and women that are the core of this department. I want to thank Council President Wesson, the City Council, and the PPL for their partnership in this work. With that, I'd like to now ask the Police Commission President, Steve Soboroff, to come forward, who led this process. I want to thank him for his leadership to the city in so many different ways. Now, as the President of the Police Commission, he's done a great job about moving the city forward in an accountable, constitutional way. Please welcome Steve Soboroff.
Thanks, Mayor, for that. Well, I've stood in this room with a number of mayors and talked about a lot of good news things, and like you say, Mayor, today is a good news thing. But I want to tell you about something that you did for me that helped me with our commission, and that is you never told me what to do. You told me you got the job, but you didn't tell me what to do. You've told me your opinions. I've told you my opinions. And as we went through the process that we went through, which was a difficult process. I mean, this was a family process. It was in the house, behind the doors process. Can't say there were tears, but there was I had a little mistiness every once in a while. But I gave the other commissioners the permission never to have to say how they were going to vote, and ask them never to lobby other commissioners, and to give people the chance to do what they felt was right. And during that time period, we had just an unprecedented open outpouring of accessibility. We were all over the city. We dealt with it inside the commission, letters, websites, blog sites, everything else. But in addition to that, we had a lot of very frank and open discussions. So today, this reminds me of, you know, when my son got married. It ain't over. It's just beginning. It's just beginning. And so, yes, today we voted. Today we voted in a 4-1 vote, in a healthy vote with healthy discussion, for Chief Charlie Beck to lead the greatest police department in the world for the next 5 years. And we said, this is a beginning. So, Chief, I want to congratulate you from the bottom of my heart, from somebody that's been there through this entire process. Well deserved and well done.
Thank you very much, Mr. President. I'd like to ask another president to come forward. He might slightly outrank you because he's president of the City Council. Herb Wesson, and thank him as well for the involvement of so many council members that were involved with this as well. And Herb Wesson, who's been a great champion for public safety throughout the city.
I want to thank you, Mayor and Steve. This did not make me think about my son's wedding in any way, form, or fashion at all. But I do want to say that I'm proud to be here today to support the mayor, but the police commission, all of which have been dear friends of mine for quite a long time. I want to thank you for doing a phenomenal job. I want to acknowledge the fact that when the mayor selected these individuals, he did it based on their skills, experience, and their ability. And then you let them go have at the job. And that is exactly what has occurred today, and I think that's how you find and see good government, when you bring together good people that care about the city, that have a lifetime of serving the city, and in my view, they made a wise choice. The last thing I have to say to my dear friend, Chief Beck, I'm very excited because, not the last thing, I have to comment, I have to commend Mitch and Joe, who, like the mayor said, they're public servants, but they're double public servants. They are reserve officers. They know exactly what it's like in the field, and they have a perspective unlike many of the members of the council. So I really thank you for your active participation. But what the chief has done is taken a department that I thought was totally moving in the right direction, sped up that movement. He's put in the officers beneath him are the best in the business. They could be chiefs anywhere within the United States. Everybody knows we have the best rank and file. And again, I was proud, Mayor, to work with you today to make sure that we balance out the, make it equitable where it relates to the pay of our new police officer. So anyway, Chief, I know you'll do a good job. I think this might have been a little tougher to you than it was the first time. But I think it only will make you a better chief, a better person. So again, to all of you, Sandra Paul, all of you, thank you. And to my dear friend of 100 years, Steve Soboroff. So anyway, with that said, Mayor, back to you.
For brief words before we hear from the chief, the chair of public safety has been an integral part of this as well, as was mentioned, a member of the police department himself, in reserve capacity, but somebody who has helped implement many of the programs and the data-driven culture, not just in the police department, but now at the fire department, too, as chair of public safety, Mitch Engler.
Thank you, Mayor.
Mitchell.
And, yeah, I don't know if this feels like none of my daughters have ever been married yet, so I can't relate to that yet. But I will say that as a father, as a chair of public safety, as a former victim of violent crime in my family, public safety is the foremost, most important thing we do in local government, bar none. We have the best men and women in the police department than any other department that do far more with less than any other department in the country. And it first starts from leadership at the top down. And I want to thank Charlie Beck for his leadership, his drive. The morale has been phenomenal within the department since he became chief. A lot of the initiatives that he took on and kept pushing forward to bring this department into cutting-edge technology with in-car video that he's been pushing since the day he became chief, which is now a reality. We're one of the first major departments to embrace that type of technology, to embrace on-officer video, which has been led by my friend Steve Soboroff as well, has done such a great job as making sure that our officers not just have the tools, but cutting-edge technology. The intervention and prevention programs, as our council president alluded to, the deputy chiefs he surrounded himself with could be a chief anywhere else. Sandy Joe MacArthur, Earl Pasinger, the ones that have really made a difference in every single community. Rick Jacobs, who's here as well, Mike Moore, so many officers who have done so much from the top down and working with our rank and file in every single division citywide is unprecedented. So, Chief, congratulations, and as it was said, this is just yet another beginning.
So now let me present to you the former, current, and future chief of the Los Angeles Police Department, who received an aye vote from the commission today. Very proud to be able to work together. Some hard work ahead of us, but I'm embracing that as we always have, and he's tackled some of the toughest challenges long before he was chief and as chief, and I look forward to a safer city alongside him. Chief Charlie Beck.
Well, first, let me say that I am honored to have been asked and given the opportunity to be your chief for the next 5 years. But more than that, I'm humbled. I'm humbled by the support of the police commission, by the support of our great mayor, and by the support of the council. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, for your support, your guidance, and your wisdom. We are new partners in public safety during your tenure as mayor, but I have grown to have huge respect for your wisdom, your insight, your ability to help me through difficult problems, and I appreciate what you have done for me in this difficult problem. Also, thank you to the communities of Los Angeles. I've been a police officer in Los Angeles for a very long time. I have worked almost all of our communities, and as a matter of fact, as chief, I have worked all of our communities. And the support of the communities of Los Angeles means the world to me. But with that support came criticism. With that support, I learned more about the needs of this city. With that support, I have reprioritized the goals of the police department. and to my commission. Thank you so much. A commissioner, as has been stated, is a voluntary assignment. But it is a voluntary assignment like no other. The men and women that serve this city as police commissioners take on literally a full-time job for no pay, dealing with extremely difficult issues every day. Use of force issues, discipline issues, issues regarding the chief of police of the second largest city in America. And this commission, every one of them, has performed that job admirably, has performed that job under what I think is maybe the most difficult reappointment process in recent memory. That is a credit to them. That's a credit to the mayor for selecting them.
Yes, it is.
And a credit to Steve Zobroff for guiding them. This is no job for cowards, mine or theirs. The reappointment process was much more difficult than I had anticipated. And just like anything that's difficult, it builds character. And just like anything that is difficult, it teaches lessons. And believe me, I learned lessons. The performance of the Los Angeles Police Department has been stellar over the last decade. But I learned where we fell short. The process brings out the best and the worst in us. It brought out the best and the worst in me. And revealed the best and the worst in the Los Angeles Police Department. But through that process, I learned what's important to this city in a way that I had not known before. I learned what's important to my mayor in a way that I didn't understand before. And I learned the partnership and the value of the partnership with this police commission. So now the process is, for at least for the moment, over. But the true work begins. The true work in reprioritizing the goals of the Los Angeles Police Department, in ensuring that we not only honor transparency in our speech, but in our action. That we recognize, not only in speech, but in action, the authority of the police commission. That we understand the needs of this city through the office of its great mayor. And as we move forward, perhaps most importantly, that we put aside the politics, the drama, the infighting that became a hallmark of this reappointment process, and that we move forward as a great police department in unity to do the things which we are tasked to do. And what we are tasked to do is nothing short of this: make this the safest big city in America and make this America's best police department. With that, I want to close with, God bless the city of Los Angeles, the men and women that stand with me and went through the trials and tribulations of this reappointment, but most of all, God bless the Los Angeles Police Department. Thank you.
Thank you. I have a few words in Spanish, and then we'll be happy to answer some questions.
Buenas tardes. Yo anuncio que apoyo el voto de la Comisión de Policía para reelegir a Charlie Beck para un segundo término como nuestro jefe del Departamento de Policía. Durante su primer término, el crimen ha bajado a mínimos históricos y los esfuerzos de la policía han establecido relaciones profundas entre las comunidades diversas de nuestra ciudad. El jefe Beck es un reformador, quien demostró su liderazgo cuando transformó la división Rampart después de su época de escándalo. Y eso es lo que esperamos en los próximos 5 años. Innovación continua, más colaboración con nuestras comunidades y un compromiso a la intervención y prevención del delito. El jefe Beck ha hecho claro que aprecia la confianza sagrada entre las autoridades del Departamento de Policía, la ciudad de Los Ángeles y los residentes, quienes sirven y protegen. Hoy el Departamento de Policía está por delante de donde estaba en el pasado y estoy feliz de tener el jefe Charlie Beck, Carlito Beck, como un líder que luchará para mantener la seguridad pública intacta. With that, I'm happy to answer questions. Yeah, please.
Well, I think I touched on it a little bit. First of all, thank you for the question. I touched on it a little bit. I think that transparency and trust have to be hallmarks of policing in Los Angeles. We are very good at the nuts and bolts of our profession. You know, this is truly a police department made up of excellence in its lower ranks and its middle managers. But we may have to make sure that we build community trust in everything that we do. We have to make sure that we are transparent beyond reproach. We have to ensure that everything that we do builds that bank of trust with this city, and that will become, has been a priority, but I think that what I've learned from this process is that the city has come to accept that its police department is very good at its job, but it needs to be more informed about how we do that job, and that's my pledge to the city.
Chief, may I add something? Because I think it's a great question. I want to go a little bit, hopefully the city attorney's not here, but I want to talk about something we talked about in closed session.
I think he was invited.
Is he here?
No,
you snooze, you lose, right? There you go. Okay. The first thing that I asked the chief was, Chief, you've had a distinguished career. You've been in this department for, I think 36 years. You have every right to be a little bit tired. I've only been here for 1 year, and I got a lot of energy for the next 5 years. Tell me that you're ready to go for the next 5 years with the same enthusiasm that you had the entire way. Not only did he say yes to that, through this process and in all my being, I believe that he has the energy for this next 5-year process and the enthusiasm that that all of the commissioners, all of the council members do. And that was the only thing I'm going to talk about in closed session.
I don't mind, Dave, and thank you for asking. No, I don't see anything that would stop me from fulfilling 5 years. Obviously, my family's health is very important to me, as is my own health, and there are many things that are beyond our control, but I do not see anything. The most difficult part of the process, I think, is introspection. You know, all of us like to believe we're good at our jobs, and you certainly don't become the chief of police of Los Angeles without thinking you're good at that job. And I think that that even though that was acknowledged and has been acknowledged in many ways, I think that there are areas where I fall short. And so any self-examination of that is difficult. You know, and also I wouldn't be being frank with you if I didn't say that some of the personal attacks were difficult, especially those on my family. But this is a point to move forward. I spent a lot of time not only with my commissioners and my mayor, but also my union. And I heard a lot of things that we need to work on. One of them is the discipline process, something that was developed by a lieutenant named William Parker in the 30s. And maybe doesn't exactly fit the needs of today's LA. So we're going to work on that. But we're going to work on it in a different way than we've worked on things in the past. And the chief is not going to call the union and say, this is what we're going to do. The chief is going to work with the union to discover where we're going to go. And by doing that, we're going to build faith. Not only faith of our police officers, but the faith of the public. Public faith, public trust, building the legitimacy of a police organization is the most important thing in policing. Doesn't matter how many cops you have if they don't have legitimate authority in the communities that they serve. And so we'll build that every day, brick by brick.
Other questions?
Chief, do you agree with the Inspector General's decision to launch an audit of multiple years of crime data?
No issue with that whatsoever, Ben. Matter of fact, we approached the Inspector General as early as 3 months ago about the exact same thing. And, crime data is only as good as you input it. And we are going to work to make that as close to a 0% error process as is humanly possible. Now, will we ever get there? I will certainly try. You know, we have made a lot of progress in the last 7 or 8 years on that. In 2005, our error rate was at 11%, and this past year it was at 3%. And 3% is not good enough, but it's much better than 11. And we will get there. And I think that, as the mayor has pointed out, I think that this year's audit and this year's crime numbers show that we've been making progress on that. And I look forward to the help of the Inspector General, the City Controller, or anybody else that wants to work with the police department in a positive way to improve our performance. Well, you know, as I said, it's always difficult when you have pride in what you do to hear criticism. But Commissioner Saltzman and I have known each other for a very long time. This is not the first time we've disagreed about something, but we always disagree respectfully. We always have those conversations as gentlemen. We don't personalize things, and we do it in a way of communication and forthrightness, and I think that's what he did. I recognize that the Commissioner Saltzman did not vote for my continuance as chief of police, but that's okay, because he told me why. He told me why respectfully. I may disagree with the totality of his assessment, but I don't disagree with his general criticism. I mean, I have stated as much. I need to work on the transparency issues with the police commission. And every commission is different, as I've said before. Some require more notification. Some require more input on policy. They're all different, and they should be, because they have to reflect the needs of the department at that moment, and they got to reflect the direction of the mayor. And so, you know, Commissioner Saltzman is a friend and has been a friend, and I will listen to his counsel, and even when we disagree, I will pay respectful attention.
I'll let the chief address it as well, but I'm kind of a link between, I think, commissioners and a chief as well. Let me just address this too. First of all, because nobody's asked it, but I anticipate some people might have said, you know, why not a unanimous vote and things like that. As somebody who was president of City Council for a long time, we often get criticized for unanimous votes, and then sometimes we'll get criticized when it's a non-unanimous vote. I personally like there to be a reflection of a vibrant democracy, which is what I saw today. And as the police commission president said, I've been a little bit different with my commissioners. There are times when, if it's something that's overridingly important to me, where I will say, I really want you to do this, and I'll express that opinion, but I expect my commissioners to be independent, as was designed under the charter. And that's a, I take that very seriously until the voters want to change that one day. But I also want to say, in terms of some of the particular criticisms, I remain in regular contact, as is my staff, with members of the community, police commissioners, and the chief and his senior staff, to ensure that any of those criticisms or needs are met. And so in recent weeks, this has actually been a great process internally for all of us, as painful as moments may be for somebody who's in front of the light like the chief, and as difficult as votes like Commissioner Saltzman's probably were to him personally. But for each one of us, I think it's resulted in something which, whether it's talking about discipline in the union, whether it's talking about making sure that we have policies on things that maybe commissioners have asked for that we've never really developed as robustly, I'm committed to helping resolve those issues because they're important issues. They're not personal vendettas. They're not individual, strange, quirky asks. They're actually good policy questions and concerns. So whether it's looking at, can we and should we be maintaining the exact level of, after we're out of a consent decree, the consent decree demands, that's a legitimate question to ask and something we should resolve in a transparent public way. If we're going to make changes to the discipline process, which I agree with the chief, should be done in a way that, when I heard that it was done, I didn't know that history in the 1930s. That's one of our more cutting edge and more recent processes in City Hall as I've looked at them. But we certainly, a hallmark of my administration has been to try to update these things and not accept the world the way it is and to go forward better. And when I said I'm going to be a demanding boss, I mean it, both to this commission and to this president, I mean, and to this chief. I, want to see crime continue to go down. I want to see crime prevention programs expand. I want to see exacting and accurate numbers, but I will absolutely, and I want people to hear this loud and clear, want a data-driven policing system. It's the only way we can actually have accountability. I want to have further community partnerships. I think we've made huge strides, but a recent poll, a couple years ago, said, for instance, the African-American community, it's still a 50-50 split on trust in the department, and I want to develop that at the station level together with the chief to have area captains who actually have even more robust plans to make those links together. And I want an improved discipline system. So each one of those things, and chief can address the specific one or two if he wants to that you brought up, but I do want to cite that this is how the process is supposed to work. People are supposed to hear criticism. They're supposed to acknowledge. If this had been a chief who, when I sat down privately, said, this is BS, this is all unfair, there's no way, and was simply defensive, he wouldn't have had my support for a second term. But this is a chief who has heard that, who I'm committed to continuing to work with to improve, but I also don't want to lose the big story that this is somebody, whether it's on immigration, whether it's on constitutional policing, whether it's on overall crime levels, has done things we wouldn't have imagined 10 or 15 years ago. So let's fix what's wrong, and let's embrace what's right.
Mayor, at any point, did your confidence in the chief waver, especially in light of the last couple of weeks with all the criticism?
No. I mean, there were times when I said, hey, Charlie, we should probably have had a different reaction to that. It's tough. Even folks who are on the other side of the cameras or the pens, until you're in front and you face criticism, or even if it gets personal with family or yourself for the first time, it's difficult to explain what that feels like the first time. And to kind of step back from it and to try to be as objective as possible, any father would stand up for a daughter, and damn well they should. But at the same time, you have to be able to step back and hear what parcels of criticism may have validity to them. But my support did not waver, because consistently when I'd check in, this was not a person who reacted to me defensively, but said, okay, what can we do better? And thank you for pointing those things out. That's the sort of leader I want to be for my general managers. If there's somebody who ever isn't responsive to that, they won't be working here anymore.
Well, that's a really difficult question. I was treated fairly by the commission. I was treated fairly by the mayor. I think that there are some members of the media or of the shadow media that said some very hurtful and untruthful things. And so, I mean, I am a father, and I am a very proud father. And did I take that very seriously? Of course I did. And I learned from that too. Never give a press conference when you're mad. And that was what the mayor shared with me from his experience. Or too happy.
Or too happy.
Thank you all very much. We appreciate
it.
Thank you. Sure. And anybody who wants to leave or stay can do so. I'll try to. It's a great day for Los Angeles to see the sale of the Clippers go through. This was something that when this controversy first broke